stupid things I say until I realize you were listening to me anyways. Have I been hiding when no one was looking? I'm but a twig on its way to the forest floor.
Was called Limerence.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are these are both original songs that you just performed,
most
right?
Most of these are yeah, original songs.
I assume
have a couple
so.
Covers, but yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
And so going off that, I wanted to know if you had like any insight to your songwriting process or maybe like inspiration that you found recently, whether that be in like music or just life.
Yeah. So I've been When I say I've been writing music since I was, like, 13, it's, like, probably started when I was, like, 22, mm-hmm. you know, like, but I think a lot of why I was writing music or started writing music was to kind of explore and process things that were happening to me, and so as I got older, I think I learned, or I like to think that I learned more of the, like, artistic edge. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes when you, like, sit down, for me at least, and I'm writing something, it kind of feels a little bit like just putting everything, like, out on the table. And then the fun thing is, like, picking it back up and how do I make this, like, more interesting
mm-hmm.
or, like,
mm-hmm.
more exciting, I guess. These last two songs that we played, and honestly, a lot of these songs are, like, relatively older, probably written in like the beginning of 2023, and I was going through like a lot of really significant life changes at that time, and I think I was really drawn to like what change kind of meant for me and like
mm-hmm.
how what's my relationship with change, and as far as like influences go, I was listening to a lot of like I don't know, for both of us, I think Lady Lamb is, like, a really big influence. We love Lady Lamb. And I was listening to a lot of, like, Waxahachie. I was also listening to a lot of, like, Joni Mitchell. So, like, a lot of artists that really, Owen Mitski. And so, like, artists that really pour themselves into their music, but then also, like, take that and turn it into something, I don't know, something more than just kind of, like, a diary page.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that is a really important distinction to have, like, it's art just because it's like emotional and like, you know, you're processing a lot, it's still like
totally.
Creative and art.
Yeah, for sure.
And then as far as the music itself goes, you know, Mel usually writes the chords and the lyrics, and she'll bring a new song to Connor and I. Connor's our drummer, who's not here, but he and I will basically kind of come up with our parts on the spot, and we'll cycle through, we'll play the song a few times and sort of flesh out what we want to do and how we can best complement these songs that Amal has written.
Yeah.
And so that's how they come together, and it's kind of what you're hearing today, minus drums, of course, but
you
yeah.
hold your own.
Exactly. Yeah. So we do, you know, the duo stuff we've been doing quite a bit lately, actually.
Yeah.
And we're trying to like not just play the songs, you know, our parts alone. We're sort of a little bit reimagining and tweaking
yeah.
the parts to
oh, cool.
better fill, you know, the space as a two piece.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think like for me, it's really nice to have like such a trusting relationship with Max and with Connor. Cause like, I have no doubt that if I like write something and bring it to them the next day, we're going to have a fully fleshed out song. Like I don't need to give them any notes. Like we just kind of are, you know, we have that same kind of mindset and it comes together great. And that I think is like part of that elevating process is like I can bring it to Max and I can bring it to Connor and we're gonna have something completely new than like where I started when I'm like writing a song in my room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Yeah, the collaboration.
Totally. It's totally collaborative. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there like musical elements that you like recognize when you're hearing the lyrics for the first time and stuff? You're like, oh, I think like maybe the structure of the rhyming schemes or something that you can kind of like, how
yeah,
do you get
sometimes,
the improvisation, you know?
Yeah, sometimes I'll use the melodies to inform the bass line a little bit, sort of yeah. like mimic what you're doing. Sometimes I think that works really well. In that last song in particular, you kind of have this chord vamp that you do mm-hmm. that I really, really like, so I wanted to mimic in the bass, which was kind of like...
Yeah. So that
sort of thing. So I kind of picked up on that. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Like when, as it comes together organically, it's like...
Are you thinking about that when you're hearing the lyrics, like, oh, I need to do that? Or is it just kind of coming to you naturally?
And
you're like, I like that sound.
Bit of both,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I like that little melody hook. Mm-hmm. You know, how can I complement that literally? And then sometimes I'll kind of be just improvising with the bass line and I'll catch the note. So it's like mm-hmm. a little bit of both, like I said. So
I feel like there are a lot of times where you'll like play something or our drummer, Connor, will do something and I'm like, wait. That was like, do that again, you know, like you don't want to like lose that because it is happening. So like we're usually just writing stuff a bunch of times and things will kind of pop up. And I think it's like, it's really cool that it's not necessarily like written all set in stone. It changes and it like continues to change. Like these songs sound really different when we have Connor with us. They also sound really different than they did like a year ago, you know, like it just kind of evolves over time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Really
for
cool.
Sure. Yeah. Do you have a question?
Well, going along that, like, what's it like discussing music or your music or someone else's music with them? Like, what's the kind of conversations you're having with musicians when it comes to like, oh, I really liked like how you did that. Like, where'd you find that? Are you asking musicians the questions we're asking you, you know, or is it more like not music related, if that makes sense?
That's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. It's almost nonverbal sometimes. Like,
oh, yeah. Cool.
But you know, sometimes you kind of have to like say, hey, I want the drums to do this. And like, if you're a guitar player and you've never played drums before, I'm sure other musicians who are in the room or maybe listening have had that experience where they're trying to explain something that they have in their head to another musician, especially if, you know, if you're not sort of classically trained, like most people aren't these days. That's a really challenging thing to do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's one reason we find that the sort of more organic form of coming up with the songs works really well. But yeah, sometimes it's just like, oh, we should, you know, do a stop right there or things like that.
Yeah. I feel like, so the three of us, we also play, and we were here a few years ago with our friend Remy Rossin. And that is a really different project because Remy, like, will have these, like, amazing, fully fleshed out songs and bring this all, like, all of the parts and stuff to us. And so, like, it's really, for me, I feel like it betters my musicianship to, like, have more of that structure, too. So it's different on this hand, you know, like, we are kind of coming up with things as they go on. And I've also, like, when we first started this project, or when I asked Max and Connor to join the project, I, you know, sent them voice memos of all of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't really, like, come together until we were all in the room. And,
right.
like, mm-hmm. it was that, like, work and like effort to kind of all, and it was really seamless, get all on the same page. It didn't really take much for that to happen. I feel like, as far as like, from I'm getting from your question, is like, how do musicians kind of talk to each other about music? I feel like Remy and I have like this ongoing list of like songs that we're sending to each other, or like collaborative playlists, or like, how do we get this to sound like really random? How do we get this to sound like, you know, just incoherent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is part of that, like, that, like, nonverbal pieces. Like, we don't really know, like, what we're describing, but we're, like, on the same page somehow. And that's really cool. That's a really cool relationship that I think musicians, like, already kind of have together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's such an interesting field because, like, what you're doing up there with the sounds, like, there's so many times where you're, like, it's making you feel a certain way you can't describe. Like, that's the beauty of music. So it's hard to, like, be like, how do I do that again? Exactly. Yeah. Besides with like crazy music theory, maybe, or I don't know.
Yeah,
chatting it.
Yeah,
minimal music theory going on up there.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. What do you think about another song?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
This next song is called The Fool.
That was The Fool.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Is there anywhere that listeners can access your
recordings? They can find us on Bandcamp. Younglady.bandcamp. It might be Young Lady VT or Young Lady.
Try both.
We're also on Instagram. Find us there too. We do a lot of posting of gigs we have coming up. We're hopefully gonna be in the process of we have a few songs on our Bandcamp, but hopefully more to come after this winter. So
awesome. Do you have any upcoming gigs that you want to shout out?
I actually don't think we have anything in the books right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're lucky. And our listeners are lucky.
Yeah. Well,
that's
there's
true,
more to come.
More to come.
Yeah, hopefully there will be some more this winter.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting those.
I like to, for the winter time, I feel like it's a good time to buckle
hunker
in.
Down.
Yeah,
hunker
down.
Write some new songs.
Yeah, write some new stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's like a venue that you guys really want to play and haven't been able to play yet?
Well, I mean, of course there's Higher Ground. We haven't played Higher Ground with Young Lady before.
Yeah.
So that would be great. But as far as like venues around here, I think we've hit most of them.
Yeah.
We'd love to get out of Vermont and play some shows, you know,
or
around New England
County,
or New York. Yeah. Or even outside of, Chittenden County would be great. There's, we just played with Remy at a barn down in Panton, Vermont, which was a lot of fun.
Oh,
so we love doing
cool
shows like that are sort of in atypical venues. Like this was at a guy's house in his barn. Stuff like that is always great too.
Yeah.
What's your if you could pick any venue in the world, do you have a dream one?
Oh my god.
No. Place is out of reach.
Me first.
It could be the Sphere for all we're talking about.
It could be the Sphere, yeah.
No, I don't know if I... I don't know. I mean, like, the first thing that popped... This feels like a lame answer, but, like, Red Rocks, just because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even have thought of that. That's my first pick.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. MSG.
New York City.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I...
The Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I've never been to any of these places.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Like, I know.
We're brainstorming. We're brainstorming.
Yeah, we're
manifesting. Future trips.
It's happening. No, I honestly, I really like the more intimate a venue, the better for me, because I think, like, I played earlier this year, I played, like, a little house show, and there was maybe, like, 15, 20 people there, and that's, like, one of my favorite shows to play. Like, I really like, I think it is that, like... that energy that I'm really looking for, to like feed off the audience. And I don't know, it's just, and like the weirder the venue too, like playing in like an art studio, that would be sick.
Oh, there's like, I've seen so many like DJ sets. They're mostly in Europe, I think, where it's like, it'll be like a chicken shop or like a random
amazing
like pizza store. And they'll be like dishing out plates while there's just a DJ like ripping.
Yeah.
And it's
I love
just
that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, speaking of like that intimate setting, it seems like you approach songwriting from like a really cathartic perspective, and I was wondering if it was like maybe something you've grown into, or it was like a hurdle you had to get over of like being able to share that with other people, and if there was like some like any sense of like trepidation, or you're just like, you feel like it's so freeing to like perform your stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I've always been, I don't get the, like, stage fright before a show. It's afterwards where I'm, like, ready to rip my skin off. Like, you know, like,
the hindsight, yeah.
The, like, the calm down from all of it. And I think, like, it's, if I don't have to, like, think about what I'm going into and, like, what I'm sharing and stuff, then, like, I don't know. I really enjoy being able to, like, just be so open. And I think it is something that you grow into. I think, like... I feel like when I was younger, the like subject a lot of my songs were like, I don't know, a little, you're like young. And so you have that like new, like fresh perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I just turned 30 this year, and I'm not saying that's like old by any means, but I think there is like a new, that perspective shifts and feeling more comfortable writing about stuff that I wouldn't have even like dreamed to like open the book. You know,
right.
Like when I was like in my early 20s, like that is a lot more revealing about myself. Like, it's easy to write about other people, and like things that have happened, but I find that I'm just learning how to like really write about myself.
Yourself.
You know?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you have any questions? Wait, I have a silly question.
Yeah.
Wait, do I? No, I do. I do.
Silly.
Do I? That's philosophical. If you were any household object, what would you be and why? Or alternatively, we can do that if you were any fruit or vegetable.
Yeah.
So it's like whichever you feel resonates stronger.
I'm going to let you take that one first,
household
Max.
Like a kitchen appliance, maybe
I'm
like a mop.
I'm the coffee pot.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's a good one.
That one before.
Yeah, I think that's the first one. That is a really good one.
That is like really, there's a lot of layers to that.
Yeah, you can make that as nuanced as you want.
I just like coffee.
Yeah. what kind of like the pot or the maker and the pot?
I think the pot itself.
The vessel.
Where the vessel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know why the first thing that came in my head was like an emulsion blender.
That is such a good one.
I'm not trying to be deep about it either. Yeah.
Thank you, Max. Mel made us all dinner one time. With the Remy Russin band. Mm-hmm. And we made this chicken dish that was just unbelievable.
I know.
Super well spiced. Fall off the bone.
Oh.
It was crazy.
A fan
one
favorite.
Of the best meals I've ever had.
I love that. You talk about that often. You talk about that a lot.
That's what food can do for
you.
That's
the sound of a good meal.
I love cooking. I love cooking for people. Like, I couldn't be bothered. Yeah. Like, I made like eggs and rice last night and it was amazing and delicious. But like, I love like cooking like these. I feel like it's just like the household I grew up in.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, for
there
sure.
were always people, family, friends, random people over, and there was always like something on the stove. Just mm-hmm. like that takes way too long, but it's just,
It's in the works. Yeah
it's
exactly.
in the works. It's happening. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
Good answers. Emulsion blender.
What about you guys?
I'm trying to remember.
Every time the table's at like the.
Oh, I'm
trying
to remember.
I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Well,
yeah, I know.
I think in the past I've said like a spatula.
I love that.
Specifically spatula. Like a rubber spatula, like not. Well, what so other kinds of spatulas are there? Wait.
There's like metal ones.
I've seen metal ones.
Right?
Metal
isn't
spatulas?
Isn't that like a.
Like a.
Yeah, there's metal.
Oh, yes. Sure. Well, I'm thinking like a rubber baking spatula.
Those are really satisfying on the side of the.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or a bench scraper.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, I love that.
A good bench scraper will change your life.
Yeah.
So they say.
So I'd maybe be like toothpicks or something.
Okay.
Disposable.
Because, disposable toothpicks. Because they're like, toothpicks. They blend in, but like when you need one, they're like, where are they?
Nothing
the most important thing in.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
They're a little bit of both, you know. That's
my. Do they have
flavored
toothpicks?
No idea.
They have like mint and cinnamon flavored toothpicks.
You know, sometimes you don't need the flavor, you know?
That's true.
I think I'd be a whisk.
Whisk is
metal
nice.
Or plastic?
Definitely metal.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Just making sure. Just making
sure. They change the whole form so quickly.
Yeah. Wait.
It's true.
Metamorphosis. Wait, that's
true.
That's a good one.
How poetic. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Okay.
I was wondering, this is like also a random question, but more like, I don't know, a little bit more strange. When's the last time you celebrated someone else? Like
Whoa.
In your life?
Wow.
That's a really good
That's really
one.
Because
wait, write that down.
I thought of that question. I was just like, okay, but I literally don't have an answer to that question, like off the top of my head. So I'm sorry if you don't either. But
celebrated
someone else.
I'm trying
like
to think of like
birthday,
yeah,
like a party.
My dad just turned 60 this year.
Happy birthday!
So we had
Shout
a birthday
out.
Party for him.
Shout out, Dad.
Went out for mm-hmm. brunch.
Oh.
My younger brother has also has an October birthday, so it was. A little bit of a joint celebration.
Nice.
Oh, wait, that's so awesome. Yeah, I just celebrated my sister's birthday on Monday.
Beautiful.
Shout and also, it was Kaylee's birthday. Shout out, Kaylee.
Yeah, Kaylee in the booth.
In the booth. Oh.
Happy birthday,
Kaylee. Happy birthday.
The thing that, like, popped...
No, trust it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, we had, like... I love birthdays. Like, birthdays are my favorite thing, and I love, like... throwing a birthday party. So I moved recently, my partner and I, we moved this past spring, and like a week after it was his birthday, so we got to throw like it was like a housewarming birthday kind of thing, and I made this cake and like tried to do ganache, did not ganache. And I have a picture of this like beautiful cake that just looks like, you know, Candyland, like the sludge guy. What's his
oh
name?
Oh God!
You know, it
I
looks
know
exactly.
I don't know
like
his
that.
Name, but I know exactly.
Fact check me,
like.
But like, it looks exactly. Max was there. It looked exactly like it.
It was great.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
What about you?
See, like, I literally don't know. I mean, there's like, I had my birthday and my parents' birthdays, but I'm trying to think of one outside of like regular celebrations mm-hmm. because I feel like it doesn't happen that much.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we need like an excuse.
Yeah.
To celebrate.
Like we should just do it more.
I love
just be like,
I agree with that.
You know?
I love balloons.
Yeah.
Oh, who doesn't love balloons? And yes. Streamers. Yeah, we just had our birthday in September. Time is blurring. At the end of September, I think.
Some September.
It was the Radio 70th birthday.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That can be your last one.
That's yeah. Cool. Well, because during the party, I was out with my mom celebrating my birthday.
Oh, yeah. And it was also your birthday. You could have said your own birthday.
Yeah. Well, but I wanted to think about
it. Oh, well, that wasn't the question. I'm sorry.
Oh, I have a question for you guys. So if that was, like, the 70th birthday, do you have access to, like, archives of what was played? Like, what this would have been, like, 55? Is that right? Am I doing the math?
I think that is the math.
Yeah. 55.
Like, can you go? Are there like archives of what was played on the radio?
I'm not sure. I don't think they're digitized. Are pretty deep,
but not 55 sense. Probably.
There's
probably
some stuff in.
Yeah, we have maybe. Like old like newspaper clippings of like what the schedule was, cool. But I don't know because the playlist used to be pen and paper, like. Ugh. So the good probably all lost.
And we have shirts too, celebrating our 70th anniversary.
Beautiful. So if you're listening and want merch, pull up to the station.
I think the best look into the past is in our vinyl collection. People would write reviews on them.
Oh, that's true.
And there's reviews so cool. Dating back not to the 50s, but like maybe late 70s.
That's
so cool. I do a lot of organization with that, and you can see people's reviews, and sometimes they're really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool.
And the handwriting too must be just like, it's cool to see someone's like actual hands. From
sometimes
like the
they're like, this is really bad.
do not play.
It's like the Beatles.
Yeah. What was there was that one vinyl too that had like WRUV on it that someone found at a record store.
Yeah.
That was
thieves.
It was like WRUV and then it just said Steel on it, right?
Yeah, honestly, like
the Band-Aid.
PSA, if you have WRUV record that says WRUV on it,
we want it back.
We wouldn't mind having it back.
Yeah.
Or maybe like at least donate or something.
Something.
You know.
Also for our listeners, the Candyland chocolate character's name is Gloppy. Gloppy.
That is
always curious. That is literally
and
me.
I've been saying.
Can I change my like household answer?
Yeah. Gloppy.
The Candyland board game, specifically Gloppy. Yeah.
That's awesome. I never would have thought of that name ever for that, but it's the perfect name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Gloppy. So onomatopoeia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is Gloppy.
He is. Mm-hmm. All right, what do you think about sending us into another song?
Yeah, I think we're going to do a cover. This is Anthem. Oh, I
said
it
wrong on the.
You guys don't need to know. It's Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl by the Social Scene.
Nice.
Tears might be shed.
Please, please cry.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Reaching your teeth, swimming fast, talking trash under your breath. Reaching your teeth, smiling fast, talking trash under your breath. Reaching your teeth, smiling fresh, talking trash under your breath. Leashing your teeth, smiling fresh, talking trash under my window. Phone, sleep on the floor, dream about me. Park that car, drop that phone, sleep on the floor, dream about me. Park that car, drop that phone, sleep on the floor, dream about me. Park that car, drop that phone, sleep.
sleep on the floor, dream about me.
I love that song so much. So have good. You seen I Saw the TV Glow?
I haven't seen it, but I've listened to the soundtrack.
That. Yeah, the soundtrack is great. Yeah,
I did see that movie. I thought it was great. Who does that? There's a cover of that in that movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I can't remember who it is. Do you know?
Is it... Alex, I know Sloppy Jane has a cover in that.
Oh, it might be Alex G. I
know Alex G is on the soundtrack for sure. Yeah. But I don't... Google it.
I'm trying to think of it, like, play it in my head.
Say it with your chest. Wait.
I don't know if I'm right.
No, you're right. You're totally right.
I know Alex G did most of the soundtrack, though.
He did the soundtrack for her previous movie as well, which was called We're All Going to the World's Fair.
Yep.
Oh.
That was a great movie as well.
I still need to see that.
Wow.
Worth watching if you like. I saw the TV Glow.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm writing that down. I think I watched that movie on a plane, but you're right.
Yeah, it was Yule.
Yule. Or, okay.
Or,
I really like the. It's like kind of like a rendition-y version.
Yeah.
Very cool.
They're really they're almost like warped. That soundtrack.
It's
kind of bleed into each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
Very much like the movie too. Has that kind of feeling. Totally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I think I watched it on a plane and it kind of like threw me off for the rest of the plane ride.
Yeah, that's a crazy plane movie.
I've also watched Interstellar on a plane.
Yeah,
so.
Whoa.
That's so bad.
Yeah,
that's like
I was thinking big thoughts on the plane.
Yeah,
that's not a plane.
In the sky.
In the sky.
Whatever,
30,000
feet in the sky. That's crazy. Wow. What's your guys' like thought process on choosing what covers to do? Is it just songs you like, or is it more specific?
It's like. Yes, it's songs we like. We kind of disagree on covers a lot, actually. I sort of like to do the really well-known songs as covers. I want them to be crowd pleasers.
Yeah.
Whereas Amel's more willing to do a deep cut.
Yeah, I like doing something niche.
Yeah,
I like doing something that, like, the less... This is going to sound like... I don't know. I feel like the less people... If there's like one person in that room that's like, oh my god, I know that cover, that is so cool to me, like,
right.
I don't know, I feel like that, like, but also I think the most popular songs are most popular for a reason, you know, like they're like crowd pleasers and they're fun to play and like you get the
room. But then I think that's how we land on songs like that one, where it's sort of like it's a little bit off the beaten path, but it's also you know,
there's
got a, sort of a cult following.
For sure.
So yeah, that's where we start to agree, and there's another cover later in the set that I think fits the same.
Stay tuned.
No spoilers.
Yeah. Stay tuned. No spoilers.
Yeah. Wow. It's
thematically on point, though. I realize writing it down. No, I think there was a day we had this summer where we were trying to figure out like some covers, and because the majority of the stuff we've maybe played like one or two covers in our set consistently, but a lot of the time it is just like the original stuff that we have. So we're like, what kind of covers are we going to play? And I remember when we sat down with this one, I think we got like a couple of measures in and we're like, okay, we know this is going to be great, you know, like there's that moment of like, all right, this we can like, we have a lot that we can work with here, and it's an amazing song, but like taking a song like that and changing it in this way, I think, I don't know, I think that's cool.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite cover that you've done? And if it's the one you're playing later, you can't say, because that will be a spoiler.
Yeah.
It's between that last one that we just did and with our previous band, Lake Waves, we would play Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio. Mm-hmm. I think that might have been my favorite cover.
I agree. I agree. That one was always so much fun. That is one of those, like, I didn't know that song until like before coming into it. So like I didn't know the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then like seeing the way that the crowd kind of moved when we would start playing, it was really cool. Like that was
cool.
Yeah, I think that one's definitely on the mark for me.
Another band that just got back together too, TV on the Radio is touring.
Oh.
Oh, and their guitar player is using a Creston guitar made here in Burlington, Vermont.
Shout out. Everything is always connected.
Totally.
Is there a cover that you guys like thought about doing and then tried to do it and you're like, this song is way too hard?
Probably a lot of them.
Yeah.
Because I've heard that about like Police songs, that they're like impossible to cover because really Stuart Copeland is insane.
Yeah, that's true. It's the guitar parts.
Yeah, and the
oh.
Yeah, they're like crazy.
Yeah, I can't do
imagine
that.
Imagine kicking that up for 3 minutes.
And yeah. singing at the same time. Right, that's right, insane. Yeah. I think there was, and this goes back to like our band we played in before, Lake Waves. We would try to do a couple hop-along songs. And those were ones where I was like, oh, I want this to work because I love hop-along so much. And they were so like influential to us. And they're like, man, they got some good stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's hard to replicate that.
Those vocals are very, I don't know if you guys have heard hop-along.
I have not.
But check
vocals
them out,
are
yeah.
really high register, really raspy, in a really cool way. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Just really tough to replicate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I loved all the, like, we did a lot of, like, Lady Liam covers, too. So Max and I, we're both UVM alum.
Shout out.
Shout out UVM. Shout out Rally Cat.
Yeah.
Shout out
WRUV.
Yeah.
WRUV.
You could only be tuned to
you
WRUV.
Could only.
90.1 FM.
Close.
Shout out Suki's. Does Suki's still exist?
Suki's?
Oh my god.
No. I'm making the confused eyebrow emoji. Wait, what was it?
It was one of the spots upstairs in the fishbowl. It was like had the best what was it? Chicken korma. Oh, R.I.P.
No,
oh
babe.
My god. Okay. I'm aging myself.
I went there
no, I went there like every single day.
That's crazy.
Where was I going with this? Oh, so
and I'm back. Food.
Max and I met here at UVM in E Building, right?
Correct.
Living and Learning, L&L.
Shout out.
Shout out L&L. Shout out E Building. And they used to put on these Furious nights. Where like it was like an open mic.
It was an open mic in one of the suites.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And that's, yeah, so Amel performed one night. And our mutual friend Allie lived in the suite that would host them. So we were all hanging out and we just loved the way Amel played and that's how we formed our first band. I stole your thunder there. Were you going to say something?
I was going to say that I think the first time Lake Waves ever played, because we didn't have a drummer, mm-hmm. everyone that was in Lake Waves were all UVM alum. We played a Lady Lamb song in E Building. That's where I was going with that.
Yes.
Shout out Lady Lamb.
Shout out.
Yeah. Yeah, UVM was a cool spot to kind of like, especially I think the time I graduated in 2018, Max graduated in 2017. And that was a really good time to be here, I think, like, for music and stuff. I feel, mm-hmm. and especially just, like, within, like, the local scene, too. There was, like, so many DIY basements that, like, was always having stuff. And, like, it was just a really, really good time to be a musician in Burlington. Yeah, I don't think there's, like, really a bad time to be a musician in Burlington, but that time, I feel very lucky that I was doing my thing.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. It's always cool to hear, like, how you like not special UVM is, and like the experiences have been going for so long, it's really really nice, you know.
Yeah. The continuity.
Like, oh, I've Absolutely. Seen a Interior concert experience. In a basement too. Like that's crazy.
Yeah.
Back in
my day.
If you had to soundtrack a movie,
these questions are
what
so
would
good.
It be? Wait, while you think. Do one of you want to pick out a special message for our listeners? Because it's almost the top of the hour.
Yeah, let's do it.
And my phone has 1%.
Uh-oh.
In our big binder of fun.
I love the binder.
Big binder.
Watch out, it falls apart.
Yeah, I know. Be careful. It's going to, like, explode.
It might blow up.
Which one do we pick?
Any.
Any?
Feel free to go to the back. The binder is...